Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
First is some big news from the maker of the Big Mac. McDonald's announced it is going to limit the antibiotics used in the chicken it serves. In 2 years, the world's largest fast food chain will start offering chicken raised without the antibiotics that are used for humans in all of its U.S. restaurants. There have long been concerns that the overuse of antibiotics makes them less effective. Sam Okus is the editor of QSR Magazine, which covers the quick service and fast casual restaurant industry. He's with us from WUNC in Durham, North Carolina. And Sam, why has McDonald's decided to make this move?
Well, you know, McDonald's, they need some wins right now. They're in a period of transition. Their former CEO, Don Thompson, just retired. They just transitioned to new CEO, Steve Easterbrook, and they've had several quarters of declining sales. And things are just, they're not dire, but things are not looking up for McDonald's right now, and they need some wins. Granted, this move to limit the antibiotics in their chicken, I'm sure, has been in the works since before that period began. But right now, it's very clear that customers are demanding higher quality products. They know that they can go to Chipotle and get antibiotic-free meat, and they can get premium ingredients, ingredients that are locally sourced often or from high-quality farms. And McDonald's needs to follow in those footsteps. This is the way the restaurant industry is going, and for McDonald's to take that step is really indicative of the entire restaurant industry moving that way.
Customers all across the country are demanding this, or is this just the Whole Foods crowd?
No, I think customers all over the country are demanding this. I think it started with the Whole Foods crowd. This has been in the works for 10 or 15 years with the whole foodie movement. And customers are realizing that, you know, they can have access to better foods, better ingredients. And McDonald's and some of these other larger quick service chains are finally catching up to that. And that means that these ingredients and these food supplies are more available than ever before. And so now it's more possible for McDonald's to be able to take that step.
Well, what does this mean for other fast food chains? When McDonald's does something, does everybody else follow?
Yeah, that tends to be the case. I think that's been less the case lately. You know, certainly in the last 30, 40 years, that's always been the case that McDonald's is kind of the standard bearer. But that's starting to shift a little bit more to chains like Chipotle. But still, McDonald's, remember, is a $36 billion restaurant chain. They did $36 billion in sales last year in the U.S. They have 14,000 restaurants in the U.S. They are far and away the largest fast food restaurant here in the States. So when they do something, certainly that means that it is smart for the rest of the industry to catch up. They are still, to a large degree, the standard bearer. So I think what this means for all of the other larger quick service restaurant companies is that they're going to have to follow suit. It might not have to be immediately, but if they're not looking at it now, they should start looking at that and looking at incorporating these things in the next couple of years.
And this move we're talking about today has to do with McDonald's restaurants in the U.S. Of course, McDonald's is in more than 100 countries around the world. Is the company likely to institute this across the globe?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I'm not sure what they're thinking right now, but I'm sure that if it works in the U.S. to a large degree, I'm sure that's something that they would be interested in instituting as a global practice.
And what about beef? Will we soon be able to get a McDonald's Big Mac with antibiotic-free beef?
I'm sure they're looking into that. I know McDonald's really wants to be able to update its beef. They, a couple years ago, announced that they would become a part of the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. And just recently, they were announced as a founding member of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. They are very interested in helping to figure out the problems with beef. Part of the problem is the beef that has antibiotics in it, but the other problem is a matter of sustainability and CO2 emissions that come from the beef production. So McDonald's really is interested in being able to enhance its beef product and be able to have a more premium offering for customers and to be able to show customers that, yeah, they do care. They do want to offer these better ingredients. I don't know that they figured it out on beef yet. I couldn't say. Maybe they have, and they're just trying to figure out how to incorporate it. So I'm sure beef is something they're looking at very hard right now.
Is this move going to help McDonald's bottom line? Because it sounds like it would be more expensive for them to do it this way.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the impression. But my assumption is that they figured out how to do this in a way that it would be cost effective. I'm sure they have been working with their chicken suppliers for a long time on this. Again, McDonald's doesn't make a move irrationally. They don't just jump into something and see how it goes. This is a very smart company, a very calculated company. So I'm sure they figured out how to do it on a cost-effective basis. Now, will it help their bottom line? I don't think this single move will. I think what this does is it gives customers a little bit more trust in the company. And I think that alone is a win, because McDonald's needs a win like that. And if it can start building trust again with the customers, it can start showing customers that it does care about its food products, that it does care about what it is giving customers. I think that gradually they will get back to that place of prominence that they've always been at.
Sam Okus, editor of QSR Magazine, talking to us about McDonald's announcement that it will begin using chicken that is raised free of antibiotics that are important to human medicine. Sam, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.